啊。
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, SALLAN.com. And you can listen or download this and any show on my website, brucesalen.com. Today we have talked about our kids and boredom. It's a problem, and it's an ironic problem, given they have more options, I think, than any other kids and any other teens in history. But maybe that is the problem, that they have too many options. At the end of the last segment, I was giving you, as parents and guardians, maybe and as teachers for our kids, some actionable tips that you might use. And I didn't quite finish, so I want to continue with some other tips that apply, I think, in this case, a little bit more to families, but are of equal value, I hope, to you, to combat our kids and the boredom issues. We talked about quantity time versus quality time, and it's my assertion there is no such thing as quality time. There is only quantity time. So moving on from that is our fifth actionable tip. The next one I would say is, during that quantity time, do creative things with your kids. That means don't sit down at the television and watch a movie with them. Do something creative with your kids, an arts and crafts project, something outside. When I say outside, I mean get out of the house. Go for a hike. Go for a walk. Take a camera and take pictures together. I was on a radio show the other day, and the radio host is a mom, and she said her daughter came up with a great game, and it was one in which she took a camera and the kid took a camera and took pictures of things very up close, and then tried to get her mom to guess what they were as they went outside by taking it up really close. I thought, what a great game. And you could obviously do that inside or outside, but that's creative. And it was the kid's idea. There's all sorts of things you can do, but be creative and let your kids come up with ideas. And unless they're really crazy and impossible, go for the idea. Do it. And the last thing, which I actually believe is one of the most important things a family can do, is have family dinners. The more often, the better, but at least once a week, have a family dinner where the whole family sits down and eats together. This is especially important once you have teenagers, because they don't want to sit and have dinner together. And it just is a non-negotiable part of family life that you require. And one of the things that we do, we have family dinners pretty regularly, but every Friday night we have a family tradition that I would really encourage. And we go around the table, and if we have guests over for dinner, we include them in this as well. We go around the table and we share with each other the best and the worst things that have happened to us that previous week. You're only allowed one worst, because we do not want this to become a whining session, which of course with kids is very easy. And you're allowed as many bests as you could come up with. And over time, this has become, for my family, a very cherished tradition. And it's also become an opportunity for every family member to share something that maybe they didn't have a chance to share otherwise. And in many cases, it's been an opportunity to reveal something that we might not have otherwise heard about, good and bad. So I believe the family dinner is a sacrosanct part of our family and should be of your family. I believe, I can't cite the source, that there are studies that families that have dinner together are more well-adjusted in all primary ways imaginable. So these are some of the actionable tips I would suggest to combat boredom in your house. This is the Bruce Salen Show, and this is my first broadcast on News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland. I am very proud to be part of your family of radio show hosts. We will be having a special Christmas show on Christmas Day, which I hope you will be able to listen to. I love music of all kinds, but I have a special place in my heart for Christmas music. And the show that we have for you is, I promise, unlike any other. I believe it is scheduled for Christmas Day at 7 p.m. and You will enjoy it, and I promise you will hear some Christmas songs on that show you have not heard elsewhere. It will also be broadcast here in Santa Barbara on my regular slots here in Santa Barbara. Again, this is Bruce Salen, and questions of any nature are encouraged, and you can write me anytime at bruce@brucesalen.com. Next week's topic will be based on the 2,000-year-old saying, "If not now, when?" And you'll have to tune in and find out how that relates to this dad's point of view. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. I want to thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.